The Year of Faith with Father Don De Castro.
Meditation number 3. The importance of the continuity of present doctrines with the past doctrines of the Catholic Church as taught by Christ and by tradition. The present doctrines and teachings of the Catholic Church must be founded on the past teachings of the Church, described as the tradition of the Church. And it must be very clear that any present doctrine is a development from the past dogmas. We must show the continuity of present belief with the past teachings of the Catholic Church. If any present teaching does not jive with the past teachings of the Church, it must be rejected as a heresy. The continuity of present doctrines with the already accepted past teachings of the Church must be very, very clear. What happened in the year 1800? There was a very serious sign of a breakup, a discontinuity that occurred in the Catholic Church. Pope Pius IX first noticed this breakup. The priests and bishops lost their contact with the past tradition of the Catholic Church. Suddenly, the priests and bishops did not know how the true Church of Christ looked like. In that situation, they had no choice but to begin making up a new man-made church. Now, wait a minute. They had another choice, and that is to go back to the writings of the fathers of the Church, which were still available during that time. But they did not take that step. An evil power, malicious, was definitely moving here. They took a fatal step. They tried to abolish the papacy during the rule and pontificate of Pope Pius IX, and they tried to establish a synod of bishops to head the Church, and they exiled the Pope to a place called Gaeta. Pope Pius X began to warn the Church of this insidious evil and undercurrent that was subverting the Church by enumerating the heresies committed by the priests and bishops as they cut off their continuity with the past teachings of the Catholic Church in an encyclical entitled Pascendi. But it had no effect. I myself, as a young priest, made the canonical oath required before ordination, but I did not know anything about it and what it was all about. Attempts continued on those faithful to the Catholic Church to restore the past wisdom of the fathers of the Church. Pope Leo the Great tried to impose once more the study of St. Thomas of Aquinas that was removed from the seminary curriculum precisely in the attempt to break up and discontinue the current teachings of the Church with tradition. But no seminary obeyed the instruction of Pope Leo XIII. Two Jesuit brothers who were priests, even on their own, tried to encourage the restoration of St. Thomas of Aquinas in the seminary curriculum, seeing how that wisdom could help priests avoid errors. But their own Jesuit provincial rebuked them to stop their efforts. This century saw how the Catholic Church was completely losing its continuity with the essence of the Church established by Christ and preached by the apostles and the fathers of the Church. The voices of the popes alone became the thin golden chain that connected the Catholic Church with her glorious past.